your garage, and of course your kitchen, and the long living room. Now there's one, two, three bedrooms, two baths, hallway now. Yeah. Now remember there's a hallway goes through here.
Yeah.
See, to right here, see. And then it opens up. And you've got a bedroom going in here.
Yeah.
And you have the den in the kitchen is something like that. And this here is the laundry. Laundry room. And that's the garage. And now this isn't, this is dry, this is.
Yeah.
Old, old US 127, 200 feet westward, a cross range, a cross dale. This is a horseshoe, see.
Let's see.
It cost me a lot of money to get that. There's an acre of land in that front here. This is on higher ground. It's,
yeah.
It's actually the same level as the old highway is across the other hillside. So the perspective view is makes the house, if you take a picture of the house, it's scantily white. It doesn't show up as well.
Yeah.
So this lady was, she was artistic in building. We didn't build it. She built it 3 years,
yeah.
2 years before, and we bought it. And they built it exactly level with the highway, which was an acre in front of us. And it's
yeah.
It's wonderful how it's picturesque, you might say.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm just going to ask you some questions, just names of things. Okay, then. In a house, if you build a fire, the smoke goes up through the
chimney.
Okay.
And it's, back then it was actually field stone. We hadn't at that time found this nice gray and red and type of stone that God left here just where you can sleek it up. But we used field rock in the old chimney.
Okay, and the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Was a big log, the main log house is there.
No, but just, you have a fireplace.
In the north center, north side, in the center of this big log house made of oak, mountain oak, white oak. We lived in it. Is large enough to have a fireplace, a sitting room, and two beds in it.
Okay.
And a lean-to kitchen and two porches. Porch on the front right. And later, two annex bedrooms as the family enlarged.
Okay. Now, tell me about parts of the fireplace. What part do you put the wood on?
Well, you have a hearth, which is stone. You have a mantle, that's just stone.
Uh-huh.
See, to hold the pressure.
Yeah.
And then you have the stacked stone. We could hang pots, make pot hooks, cook any kind of beef or anything, or beans, boil it, just like camping out
what
on this open hearth with the fire dogs. The fire dogs are